And now I'm joined by the Nike 4x8 national champions representing Port Washington. It's Colin Fung, Kevin Taylor, Terry McGinty, and Maxwell Meehan. How does that sound to you guys? Nike national champions.
Pretty surreal.
You guys had to put a lot of hard work to get to where you are today. Kevin, can you elaborate on what kind of preparation you guys put in?
Yeah, pretty much we've been preparing for this for our senior year, peak performances since freshman year, even middle school when we started running. During the off seasons, we need to make sure we stay in shape, doing long runs 5-6 times a week. Off the track, we need to make sure we take care of our bodies, eat right, take care of our sleep, all of that. And then on the track, we just have to put our full effort every day, warm up well, stretch well, work out well, cool down well, stretch well. It's a big cycle, and yeah, that's brought us where we are today.
And Terry, can you add a little bit more to that? What kind of preparation do you have to put your body mentally through and physically through, whether it be stretching, hydration, sleep, or even post-run recovery?
You know, I'm always, the day before a meet, I'm trying to make sure I'm hydrated. I'm trying to drink at least 5 bottles of water the day before and the day of. And sleep-wise, you know, just making sure you're getting to bed on time, making sure that you're getting those 8 to 10 hours of sleep before a meet and being mentally ready for that meet as well as physically ready.
And Maxwell, right behind me, Coach Clive is working all the buttons, making sure this interview flows properly. What has Coach Clive meant to you, and what has he meant to this Port running program?
He's meant a lot to this running program. Starting cross country freshman year, I wasn't like one of the fastest runners, but due to his coaching and my hard work, I was able to improve a lot throughout my high school years to become a great 5K runner, now a great 800 runner.
And at Nationals last weekend, two weekends ago in Staten Island, Coach Glaff wasn't able to make it, but Coach Donato and Coach Klein were there to support and push your team to the finish line. Colin, can you talk a little bit about those two coaches and what they've added to the Port running program?
Yeah, it definitely helps a lot. They're always kind of on the far side of the track, which is usually pretty quiet because they have all the fans and everyone cheering on the other side, so you can kind of hear them, listen to what they're saying. And I know that for me in that last leg, literally, like, I heard Donato just say, gun it, and I just started all-out sprinting, and that's when I just completely dropped the guy. And it definitely helps because during the 800, you know it's going to hurt no matter how great you feel that day, and kind of having someone telling you what you know you should do is just that second voice reassuring you, and you can't be too upset if you're listening to your coach. You can't regret it too much, so it's definitely really helpful to have that.
And can you add a little bit more to that? When you're running the 4x8, in the Nike National Championship race, what goes through your mind when running?
I know the first 400, I was just sitting on the guy and went out much slower than usual, and then I kind of just waited until the last 300 meters, which is really pretty far out to kick in the 800. Usually you want to wait till that last 100, but I kind of just decided to lay it down in the last 300. I think I opened up like a 5-second gap on him. So that definitely felt great to kind of look back with 50 meters left and see that he was just completely gone. Just a different type of feeling.
And for you, Kevin, whether it be in season or out of season, many people have seen you run throughout town, throughout Port Washington, whether it be in the summer in 100-degree weather or whether it be the winter in 20-degree weather. Talk a little bit about the support around Port Washington and the support Port Washington has given you throughout the Port running program.
Yeah, honestly, I didn't really expect us to get the feedback that we are right now. I mean, everybody's been really congratulatory. We've been getting a lot of shout outs. People are really noticing the work that we put in, and it feels like it's the first time that this is happening. But I mean, yeah, just overall, the town's doing a great job of getting our accomplishments out to the public. I mean, parents have come up to us, other coaches, teachers, students, and it's really just a great feeling that our work isn't going unnoticed. Port Washington's been pretty great with that, at least even, especially this year.
That's great to hear. And for this next question, Terry and Maxwell, when you're preparing for the big race, whether it be a Nike National Championship or just a regular meet, how do you prepare for it? Is there like a go-to like pre-run meal? Do you take a nap? Do you listen to music? How do you get your mind mentally right to prepare and run a race?
I'm always eating the same meal the night before. It's always a pasta with broccoli and chicken. That's just like a superstitious thing, even you could say, but like it also gets your calories that you need and the protein that you need. And for music wise, you know, I'm just trying to relax until like an hour before, and then, you know, the baby Keem comes on.
For me, the night before, I always have wheat pasta to get my carbs for the night before, and then in the morning, I have a wheat bagel with butter, and I just been doing that for like every year, and it's worked so far for me.
And Colin and Kevin, I'll ask you the same question. How do you mentally prepare before a big race?
I know that the night before, I think about my race plan, and I go, okay, that's what I'm going to do. And then I just spend the rest of the night trying to relax, do other things, but not be too active, save energy, kind of just like lay in bed sometimes, maybe sit up if there's a basketball game on and watch that, or I don't know, I just kind of set the race plan in my head and then just let everything else just relax.
Yeah, I mean, running's a lot more mental than most people think. I used to struggle with that a little bit, but this year I've been working with like visualizing myself, catching people, coming out in first, and just thinking about how I want to go out in the race, what I want to do, and then just believing in myself pretty much. I mean, I take some time to just sit down and be like, you've been working for so long, you can do this, this is your last chance, it's your senior year. And pretty much that's allowed me to run well over the past couple of weeks, really.
And you mentioned it's your senior year. All four of you are seniors in preparation to run your last spring track season. What are you looking forward to in your last spring season, Kevin?
I'm just looking forward to really this last opportunity to get all my times as low as they can be. I'm looking forward to the outdoor invitationals, and I'm just really looking forward to states, hopefully nationals again, and just putting all of the effort that I've put in through the past 6 years, just leaving it all out there. I mean, I'm excited for this final opportunity. Sad that it's coming, but I'm excited.
Awesome. We're looking forward to it. And one last question before we wrap up. This applies to all you guys. For the underclassmen and future Viking runners listening to this, whether it be underclassmen or even a middle schooler, what kind of advice do you have for them entering the port running program?
I guess really racing is the most important. Even if you're not going to win every race, you've got to pick someone out that you're going to beat no matter what. And that's what really propels you forwards. And then you'll look up at the clock at the end and you'll be really shocking yourself, because the hardest thing to do in running is forgetting about the time and just racing the people around you. And that's really what it takes. You've just got to race hard every time and really think that you can win even if you can't.
I think mine would be take nothing for granted. You know, this spring season's my actual first spring track season because of COVID, and then I got injured last year. So for the underclassmen, I'd really emphasize just taking nothing for granted and making sure you're working hard every day to try and be your best.
And for you, Kevin, as well?
Yeah, I mean, the same thing. Don't take things for granted. Push yourself every day. Really just put your best effort into it, because you don't want to come, like, look back at things when you're a senior like us. You don't want to look back at anything with regret. You want to be in shape. You want to be able to hit the best times that you feel like you physically could during this whole high school career. Just, focus on that, and hopefully you don't have regret when you get to our age.
And also, don't let a bad race discourage you, because just turn that into fuel for you working harder to improve your time for next time.
Awesome, guys. Thank you for joining the show. We're looking forward to your final spring season here at Schreiber High School.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.